I know this word is going to be a blessing to us all. And again, I'd be in trouble if I didn't announce that we are giving away 50 free scholarships for our Empowered Learning Academy in Palmdale and another 50 in Lancaster with our new site. So give us a call if you're interested. And that's a K-12 program, kindergarten through 12th grade. So we're here to do that for you and be a blessing. We're going to go to the book of John, chapter 1 today. And I want to bring a little light to us today and a little revelation. I know we've been talking about grace and we've been talking about faith over the last several months here at Empowered in Palmdale. And even as I've been traveling a whole lot and preaching on the road, and I believe it's been a blessing to people. And I just want to be a blessing to you all that would be our hearers on today. And John chapter 1. It reads here, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light," note that, "but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Now let's stop there. Now I'm going to give you a little background on this text as we articulate it and dissect it. When you look at the word "in the beginning," before time began, Christ was already in existence with God. This is what it meant by the term the pre-existent Christ. And you can find that in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and John chapter 1, verse 1. And when you look at the word in the Greek, it means logos, means word, thought, concept, and the expression thereof. In the Old Testament, the concept conveyed activity and revelation. And the word or wisdom of God is often personified. It was a destination of God. To the Greek mind, it expressed the ideas of reason and creative control. Revelation is the keynote idea in the Logos concept. Here it is applied to Jesus, who is all that God is, and the expression of him. In this verse, the word Christ is said to be with God, in communion with and yet distinct from God, and to be God. And when you look at this text, it breaks it down because we're looking at the very essence of God and his creative ability. When you look at the word "essential," that means that he's an essential God. He's self-existent and self-sustained. And so, as he said here in the text, now when you look at John is not a part of the synoptic gospels. The synoptic gospel particularly is Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which says it just enterprise or comprise a correlation with the gospels speaking from the same perspective, different thoughts, but same perspective concerning Christ. And so when you look at Christ, you have a determination who Christ is. And a lot of people ask that question of who Christ is. Who is Jesus? And so when you narrow it down, this text breaks it down that this is not three entities at work, but this is one entity that has a transformation into other entities. And when you look at that, you have different names of God. You have Jehovah Jireh. You have El Shaddai. You have Elohim. You have Jehovah Nisi. And so when you narrow it down, those are different acts and work of God. Jehovah Jireh, if you take that, he's my provider. And that's something that Abraham said he provided provided for him in a time of trouble. And so what John here emphasizes on, that the same God that was self-existing and self-existence, the essential God, manifested himself into flesh and came down to dwell among us with mankind. And with that in mind, he sends a forerunner, which was John. And this is where I want to put emphasis on, because see, John was somebody to bear witness of that light. And so what we have to come to realize into today's society, that God sent us in mind, within mind, to be a light unto the world, to bear witness of the light that was to come. And so when you and I was made and created in his image after his likeness, we were a light. And that's why he said he was the light of all men. And so we have to be in a position to receive the true light. So we may be a light, but we have to understand that we was not that light. And so it really brings positioning now, because now I understand in my comprehension that I am a light, but my whole existence is to bring witness to the light to come. And so when I'm now beginning to be that light that God has made me to be, I now become an inspiration to people around me. And when they see the light of Christ in me, then that gives me an opportunity now to introduce them to the light of Jesus Christ. And so now I'm able to break down the common denominator here, because he said that if anybody come to him and believe that he is, that and he's a rewarder of them who did diligently seek him. Speaking about Jesus. And so now as I'm introducing people to Christ, I am now able to see them get a breakthrough or deliverance or healing in their life, because I have now made a positive deposit in their life as being a light. Another thing I want to touch on, as I'm able to be a light to others, I need to make sure that my witness is alive in me. And so as I'm developing in my walk with Christ, I'm allowing him to fill me with the full existence and wisdom and revelation of who he is, which now gives me the ability now to open my mouth to be an effective witness. So that means I am not contemplating on all the negative that's going on around me, or I'm not hanging in different cliques of people that's talking bad all the time, but I have the wisdom of God. So now when I broaden my horizons and when I get around different people, I'm able to preach the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which will bring a light to their lives to now bring them into the kingdom of Christ. And so we are here to profess the Christ. We're here to profess the good news of the gospel. We're here to thank him for everything that he's done for us. And some of us is looking for things that for him to do, but he said, I've already done it for you. But if we get into a position now to confess the things that he's already done and thank him for it, then we'll see a manifestation of his word coming to pass in our life. And that's what he means by I've came to be a light to this world. And anybody that's in me will receive the life of eternal life that brings about blessings, that bring about the overflow of fullness, that brings about the double portion of grace that he has given us, which is grace, unmerited favor, something that we didn't earn or deserve. But because we have become a believer in him, he's now enabled us now to move about in the way that we're supposed to in him. And so anytime I'm looking for a fountain, because I am in Christ, my well will never run dry, because I'm living in the Christ-like life that he preordained before the foundation of this world. So I have to get my perspectives right. So who is God? God is Christ Jesus in flesh, that he came down and died a death that anybody on the face of this earth cannot bear, just so that we may be saved and resurrected with him. The Bible says as we buried with him, we'll be resurrected with him in power. So now when I become a believer in Christ, it opens up the door for me to become now sons and daughters of Christ. And the Bible says here, so I won't misinterpret it, he said we become sons of God. And now because I move from servanthood to friendship to sons, that gives me now access to get into his grace or his throne of grace, because when you have sons and daughters, you're going to have more liberty on them. And so now that I know I'm a son, I'm treated a lot different than I am a servant. Not meaning that I don't have a servant heart, don't mean that I'm not here to serve, because we're servant leaders. But now that I know I have been adopted into the family of Christ, now that gives me the ability to do all of the things that he would desire for me to do. And so now when I'm pouring out this blessing to people, he put the gift of healing in me. He put the gift of deliverance in me. He put the gift of prophecy in me, because now I know who I am in Christ. And another thing I want to point out, that will bring you to being a light of the world. And that will bring you to be an effective witness, because now people are able to see evidence behind what you see. It's one thing preaching something with no evidence, where it is for you preaching something and seeing the evidence that follow. Because a lot of people are saying a whole lot of stuff, but the people on the outer skirts is not seeing evidence of what they're talking about. And I believe in the 21st century, this is the time that God wants us to show evidence. He wants us to show. The Bible says in Malachi, prove him and see, will he not open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings room enough that you can't receive it. And so as he fills us up, overflowing of his grace, his mercy, his love, his riches, and that begins to pour out of our lives into the people that we're supposed to be a light to, then now when they say, look and see what the Lord has done, we're now pointing them back to Jesus. We are not here to be that main thing or that main light, but we are here to be a witness of that light. And so when I now position myself to be a witness and know the place, the part I'm supposed to play in the earth, it makes my job a lot more easier. Because I'm going to be a light. But John says here, I am a light. And he said, let's get this straight here. He said, I am a light, but I'm here to bear witness of the light. And that's two different lights here, because a lot of people want to be that light. And what happens is they become dim because they get overwhelmed with the world, the cares of the world, because they're not that light. And so, but if I understand that I am a light and I'm a part of the light, then I'm now, I can move in a capacity that God would have me to move in without messing up the path that he had paid for me. And so my destiny is to bear witness of that light. And when I point to that light, it means Jesus. So if any of us want to be an effective witness, outreach coordinator, or effective soul winner, we have to point people back to Jesus. And when we do that, the Bible says now his church will be lifted up. His church will be delivered. The people that he loved will be pulled out and delivered and healed and set free, because he is now trusting us that he can pour all of his power in us, because he said we shall receive power even if we believe on his name. And it's the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and tongue confess that he is Lord. And so when I get the perspective of who Jesus is, I understand that he is the eternal God. He is the essential God. He is the most powerful God that manifested himself in flesh. So when I'm talking to Jesus, I'm talking to the supreme being that made me who I am today. Somebody need to give me a